just got back from work and I must say that it was good for me to take a much needed rest after a long shift since it was very busy with a lot of customers coming in at the same time to buy not only lottery but also to buy a lot of ice bags or bags of ice, and I must say that we pretty much sold out all of the bags of ice since I served a customer who wanted about 10 to 11 bags. Now I didn't know right away why he wanted that many bags, but I have to say that he was probably throwing some sort of barbecue or some get-together with some friends and wanted to chill some drinks like beer or soft drinks. With that said, let me get to this topic on this entry. Earlier today I wrote in my last entry about Crocs and the problems they are facing with their products. Now I will get into more detail as to what their legal gripe is. The gripe is retailers using their shoe design and copying it and then selling it for a certain price. Now this story I would write about in my graphic design blog, but because this has some legal bits and pieces I have decided to write about this in here. Now Crocs is apparently trying to put a stop to retailers making and selling their products due to them being fake or counterfeit. Apparently the retailers that are making and selling their products are Walmart, Hobby Lobby and others, and Crocs is wanting to put an end to it, and I would have to agree with their possible lawsuit they are going to pursue against them since it's a product that they have invented and patented, which makes it illegal for any retailer or manufacturer to copy and sell for a certain amount of money, since it would be a big loss for them financially. Walmart likes to make certain products and sell them for cheap, which is a problem for Crocs because most Crocs shoes are expensive in most stores depending on which stores you shop at. In the USA the shoes would probably be cheaper in some stores than here in Canada, and Crocs I figure would want to make a full profit off their shoes, and the last thing they want is to take a loss from Walmart and other retailers that like to undercut other retailers, let alone manufacturers that are in business to not only sell the shoes for a full price but to use the profits in expanding more of their operations to provide employment in other parts of North America and the world. Besides, Crocs seems like a respectable company that wants to make their customers and suppliers happy with their shoes, and the last thing they need are some retailers undermining their company and their products.